This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Gloria Iselda Rico. Date of birth, October the 1st, 2001. Case ID number is 591-8404. Date of exam, June the 13th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from a Social Security questionnaire dated 3/26/2023. Identifying information. This is a 21-year-old single female with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of decreased function of the right arm. The claimant is presently employed as a provider, which she has been doing for approximately 1 month, and states that she works part-time 4 to 5 hours per day, 6 days out of the week and 4 weeks out of the month. Before that time, she worked at McDonald's for 3 years. At the present time, she lives in a rented home and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, decreased function of the right arm. History of allegations, number one, decreased function of the right arm. The claimant states that since birth, she has had problems with her right shoulder and arm secondary to a brachial plexus nerve injury at birth. The claimant states that x-rays were taken at that time, but no fractures or other injuries were noted, and she went on to have multiple surgeries consisting of two surgeries of the right shoulder to repair the brachial plexus nerve. The first surgery was at 9 months of age, and the second one was at approximately 5 years of age. No injections were given. Her symptoms include pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. The other symptoms that she feels is numbness and achiness of the right upper shoulder. She states that she also suffers from numbness of that area along with weakness. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, stand for 6 hours, climb 3 flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is left-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds with her left arm. She is unable to open up a jar top at this time. She has no assistive devices that she uses and is on no medications for pain. She says she does no extra physical activity. Her daily activities include watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, and doing the laundry. She does no other physical activity. Family history, none pertinent at this time. Medications, none. Medical problems, right arm dysfunction, secondary to a brachial plexus nerve damage. Major surgeries. The first surgery at 9 months of age and another one at 5 years of age to repair a right shoulder brachial plexus nerve damage. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.9 Fahrenheit, weight 163 pounds, height 5 feet 2 inches, BP 127 over 80 mmHg, heart rate 75 beats per minute, respiration 18 respirations per minute, BMI 30, general. This is a 21-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and has no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination, H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/200. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to the neck area after the last sentence? There is a right lateral vertical 14-centimeter surgical scar and a 12-centimeter surgical scar under the right arm, where surgeries were performed to correct the nerve damage. The claimant also has scars on the right lower leg. She has a horizontal scar of the right leg, one measuring 7 centimeters, a second one measuring 7 centimeters, another one measuring 4 centimeters, and another one measuring 8 centimeters. The claimant does not know why she has these surgical horizontal scars there. They might have been used to harvest material for the right shoulder surgery. Measurements were taken of the left and right upper arm. The left upper arm measured 29.5 centimeters, and the right upper arm measured 28 centimeters. The forearm measured 23 centimeters on the left side and 20 centimeters on the right side. The right arm was confirmed to have atrophy. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was appropriate for the time. She had clear thought processes and her memory was normal. Concentration was good and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 1 plus on the right side and 2 plus on the left, as well as reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes being 1 plus on the right side and 2 plus on the left. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady and symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assisted device. Her hand-eye coordination was fair and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel to shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the right shoulder area. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or the other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the left upper and lower extremities. However, the claimant has abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the left upper extremities and to a lesser extent of the right lower extremity. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position it was 60 degrees on the right side and 80 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, especially for the right upper and lower extremities. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally and was able to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, she requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological grip strength was plus 3 over 5 for the right side and plus 5 over 5 for the left. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patella, and Achilles reflexes were plus 1 on the right side and plus 2 on the left. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense, especially for the right upper extremity. There is evidence of muscle wasting and muscle spasms of the right upper extremity. Muscle strength was plus 3 over 5 for the right upper extremity, and plus 5 over 5 for the lower extremities and the left upper extremity. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal for the left side but abnormal for the right. X-rays of the right shoulder, no acute findings, functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with the left upper extremity and does have some limitations with the right upper extremity. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction of the right upper extremity, secondary to a brachial plexus nerve damage. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is abnormal grip strength of plus 3 over 5 for the right upper extremity and plus 5 over 5 for the left. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is restricted for the right upper extremity and normal for the left upper extremity. On examination, the claimant shows evidence of muscle wasting of the right upper extremity and fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields, but does have some limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations and does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to right upper extremity atrophy with weakness, secondary to brachial plexus nerve damage. The claimant is able to use her right upper extremity and her hand, but at a lesser extent than the left upper extremity. Probable diagnosis is, number 1, decreased function of the right arm and shoulder, secondary to brachial plexus nerve damage, which was corrected with 2 surgeries. Confirm with physical examination. The claimant does have some limitations with her right upper extremity. However, she is still able to use it, and she is still able to use her hand, although at a lesser extent than the left arm. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Gloria Iselda Rico.